The White House has avoided becoming too entangled in Haiti's current turmoil. Unlike President Clinton, who in 1994 dispatched U.S. troops to help restore Aristide to power after a coup, Secretary of State Colin Powell has indicated there is little likelihood that the United States would provide any substantial force to help quell the violence there. In this presidential election year, the deployment of more military forces overseas would add another critical foreign policy issue to the political agenda. George Packer is a staff writer at The New Yorker. His article, A Democratic World, appears in the current issue of the magazine. He says presidential politics do play a role in such decisions as military deployment to Haiti.
In an election year, it plays a tremendous amount, especially with 130,000 Americans rotating in and out of Iraq at the same time. I think that the army is so overextended and the public's enthusiasm for foreign engagements is overextended as well, and I think it's bound to play a part. But this administration never had much love for President Aristide or for Clinton's intervention in Haiti, and so it's not surprising that they're not willing to commit American troops and prestige to stop the violence there.
Given the differences between Democrats and Republicans on foreign policy, something we hear during an election year, you write that you believe the Democratic Party hasn't had a real foreign policy since the 1960s. Why?
I think the single word answer is Vietnam. The Democrats went into the 60s with John F. Kennedy proclaiming America would pay any price and bear any burden for liberty. And in 72, George McGovern ran on the slogan of bringing America home. And what happened in between was Vietnam. And since Vietnam, we've had 30 years of American power in the world growing, really, ever since Vietnam, and especially with the fall of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War. But the Democratic Party has not really been able to articulate a policy for a superpower because Vietnam, I think, almost reflexively has made Democrats, both leadership and base, so averse to using American power around the world. There's almost a disconnect between our stature around the world, our power around the world, and how much Democrats at home are willing to exercise it.
In 1993, when President Clinton took office, he oversaw the deployment of American troops to Somalia to put down the violence there. It turned into a military and public relations disaster. What effect did that have on foreign policy making throughout the rest of President Clinton's administration?
Well, in his first term, it absolutely paralyzed him. And when two genocides continued to happen on his watch, one in Rwanda, one in Bosnia, he was just incapable of acting. Finally, in 1995, he acted in Bosnia, and I think that gave him something of the courage to act again in Kosovo when it looked like genocide might be happening again in the Balkans. And Kosovo was really the great foreign policy success of the Clinton years, but unfortunately, Clinton and most of his cabinet were so uneasy that they just never built it into a foreign policy doctrine that could have been passed on to the next administration. And as a result, when September 11th occurred, Democrats were still very much at a loss as to what their vision of American power in the world should be. Republicans were not. They'd been thinking about it for the 10 years or so that they were out of power, and immediately the Bush administration took decisive action, and ever since then Democrats have been very much on their heels and just reacting to the administration's policies.
Do you think the Republicans really are all that unified in their foreign policy? In 2000, Mr. Bush campaigned against what he called nation building, but then there have been reports that he came into office determined to overthrow Saddam Hussein, even before September 11th. I mean, do you think if he had said that to fellow Republicans, what do you think their reaction would have been at the time?
I think they're divided. I think among Republicans, there's a relatively small group who are called neoconservatives, who want to use American power very aggressively, and on behalf not just of our strategic interests, but on behalf of democratic ideals. They had their say in Iraq. That was really their war. It was not the war of the Colin Powell, George Bush, the first wing of the Republican Party. And I think right now the neoconservatives are very much on the defensive because of all the problems and the things that they themselves got wrong on Iraq. But here's again where a Democrat could say, you know, the president got us into Iraq and Afghanistan, but he really doesn't believe in the follow-through. He remains the president who was against nation-building when he ran in 2000. We, the Democrats, believe in nation building, and we did it in the Balkans, and we'll do it in these places too. And in a sense, what the Democrats need to do is say, we'll do more than the president, not less.
George Packer is a staff writer at The New Yorker. His current article in the magazine is titled A Democratic World. He spoke with us by phone from Western Massachusetts. Thanks for your time.
It was a pleasure.